difference. I and mind-body would have to be completely separate. In that case, the I would have to be findable after clearing away mind and body. The I would not have the characteristics of production, abiding, and disintegration, which is absurd. The I would absurdly have to be just a figment of the imagination, or permanent. Absurdly, the I would not have any physical or mental characteristics. 5. Not finding such an I, firmly decide, neither I nor any person is inherently established. 6. Resolve. From the depths of my heart, I should seek to get beyond this round of suffering brought on myself by misconceiving what does not inherently exist as inherently existing. Then, bring a friend to mind, and while remembering the process of self-ruinous cyclic existence, consider the following. 1. Like me, this person is lost in an ocean of misapprehension of I as inherently existent, fed by a huge river of ignorance, mistaking mind and body to be inherently existent, and agitated by winds of counterproductive thoughts and actions. 2. Like someone mistaking a reflection of the moon in water for the moon itself, this person mistakes the appearance of I and other phenomena to mean that they exist in their own right. 3. By accepting this false appearance, this person is powerlessly drawn into lust and hatred, accumulating karma and being born over and over again in a round of pain. 4. Through this process, this person unnecessarily brings pain upon himself or herself, as well as others. Now cultivate 3 levels of love. 1. This person wants happiness but is bereft. How nice it would be if she or he could be imbued with happiness and all the causes of happiness. 2. This person wants happiness, but is bereft. May she or he be imbued with happiness and all the causes of happiness. 3. This person wants happiness, but is bereft. I will do whatever I can to help her or him to be imbued with happiness and all the causes of happiness.